Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. I love him. Do you know that I love him with everything in me? Praise the Lord. Welcome. Welcome to Power in the Word. Today's segment is Woman to Woman, and we'll be dealing with the topic of abuse today. What's up with abuse? And basically, it's a program where the Lord is leading me to come and speak with women and encourage women on today about their value, about how valuable you are. You're a valuable woman, and God has a better plan for you than any plan of man. Anything that anybody else has planned for you, and wherever you are today, you know, I always start the program with encouragement. Wherever you are today, whatever you're walking through, you have to know that that thing does not have to invalidate you. You don't have to be dictated or defined by your circumstances. So don't allow anyone to make you feel bad because you're going through something. I just want to encourage you today that most of us, if we tell the truth about it, are going through something. Most of us are going through something. But the thing about it is we're going through, and we're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. So I'm just led by the Spirit to just speak those words of encouragement to you that you're going to get through this thing. And it may seem bad, it may seem hard, it may seem like it's ongoing and it's going to last forever, but the Bible tells us that trouble is not going to last always, because it says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it says that the Lord delivers us out of them all. Amen. So God is your deliverer. He's still a deliverer. And I just pray that you hear my heart as I rushed in to do the program on today. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is just heavy upon me, you know, because it's like I have a sense of urgency and a sense of anticipation that God is going to do something. Amen. That God is going to do something, and he's going to move in the lives of the people, women that he has already ordained to listen to this program. And as I said, I rushed in here, and I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines. I want to open up the phone lines. I'm still getting into my switchboard here even as we speak. And I want to do that before I go into prayer, because I want to be focused when I begin to pray. And I want you to just tell some people about this program. Woman to Woman is something that the Lord put upon my heart to come back to basics in the ministry that he has given me to do. And that's a ministry to speak to the hearts of women, because so often it seems like we're sitting in our churches or we're just going through our day-to-day life, or going through our day-to-day lives, and it seems like no one is speaking to our issues. Amen. I remember sitting in church and just being so hurt and just praying that the preacher would touch on my issue, and I thank God that many times that did occur. And I was strengthened, amen. I was sifted, and then I was strengthened, amen. And with that strengthening came the responsibility to go back and strengthen my brethren, my brothers and my sisters, amen. So that's why I come back. That's why I do this program, because I have been strengthened, and I have a responsibility, I have an obligation to go back and strengthen those who may need to be strengthened. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So the switchboard is open, and the chat room is up. So if you want to go in and chat, you can. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. I'm always praying for the Lord to strengthen me. Hallelujah. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you. And I magnify your name on today. God, I thank you, Lord, for strengthening me. I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you, Lord, for even trusting me to do kingdom business. I thank you for trusting me to do this ministry that you have given me to do, Lord. Lord, let me be worthy. Let me walk worthy of the call that you have on my life. Father, I pray, Father God, for every woman, Father God, who will tune in, for every person who will tune in to listen to this ministry program, Father. And I pray, Father God, that you get the glory on today. I pray for the Holy Spirit to move throughout this session, to move throughout this segment, to move through me, to speak through me, to speak life to dead situations, and to speak liberty to those who are in captivity on today, and to open the eyes of those who are walking in blindness today, and to shed light on some very dark situations and circumstances. So, Lord, I ask that you bless every person that listens, every person that listens via the archive. I ask that you bless every person that listens live, God, and that you also continually get the glory. Move through me, God. Please, Holy Spirit, just do your work and let me allow myself to be yielded, to be used of you. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons from New Creation Christian Ministries coming to you live with power in the Word. And today's program is Woman to Woman, What's Up with Abuse, Part 2. We did Part 1. I did Part 1 on January the 31st. That was a powerful, powerful segment. So you can go back into the archives and listen to Part 1 so that you can hear how the Lord moved and what the Spirit of the Lord had to say about this particular topic. Now, I personally want to just give a testimony about my own walk with abuse. And, you know, abuse can envelop, it can come through many different avenues, amen. There's sexual abuse such as molestation and incest. There's physical abuse, amen. There's verbal abuse, amen. So there are many different ways of being abused. There's abandonment. That's another sense of being abused, amen. So you have to have an awareness of the fact that you are in an abusive situation before you can begin to get free from that situation. Personally, I've suffered through a lot of abuse in my life and a lot of abusive situations. But the thing about it is, the greatest thing about it is that my Lord, my God, delivered me from them all. Amen. God delivered me from every single situation. And it wasn't immediate. You know, there was some stuff that I just had to go years bearing the consequences of what had happened, such as the molestation. I had to go years not even knowing the magnitude of what had occurred. That was something that happened while I was a child. I didn't have any full understanding of the act, but I knew that something had happened that was not right. And as a result of that, that something that had happened had hurt me on the inside. I was injured. So I went through life injured, much like the woman in the Bible that had an evil spirit that had her bound for 18 years until one day she met Jesus, and Jesus laid his hands on her and said, "Woman, thou art loose." And that was me. I was that woman who had been bound by that evil spirit for over 18 years until one day Jesus looked at me and saw my distress. You know, God has not forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about you. If you're in an abusive situation, if you've been in an abusive situation, if you feel devastated, if you feel like you might cannot even continue to move forward, I want to encourage you. I know that by the Spirit of God, I'm here to encourage you not to let go and not to give up. I'm here to encourage you that God can deliver you and bring you out of that situation. God can give you beauty for ashes. So God can make a bad situation good, amen, or he can turn a bad situation around and use it for your good to the point where you will be rejoicing in spite of the circumstances, in spite of anything that you've gone through. God can move in your life in such a way that you will be rejoicing. And that's me right now. You know, a lot of people have been through stuff in life, and that stuff gets them to the point where they're bound up and they can't have any success in relationships, or they might find themselves sad or depressed all of the time, and there's no joy, there's no happiness. But I thank God that when he healed me for real, and the only thing that I could do was give it to him, to give everything to him. And I talked about the woman that had an evil spirit. And for me, that evil spirit was being molested while I was young. And that evil spirit led me to do a lot of stuff. As a young girl, I began to drink, and I began to experiment with drugs, and I began to get into relationships with men that didn't really care about me, and they could not value me, because the main reason that they could not value me was because I could not value myself. I didn't have any self-esteem, so I allowed myself to just get involved in a lot of destructive behavior and a lot of relationships that were not heading anywhere. I didn't believe that I was worthy of the love of a good man. So I was headed down a track that was leading me nowhere, actually, or maybe it was leading me straight to hell. Because when I think back over my life, I should have died, I should have died with a lot of the stuff that I did. And, you know, the thing about abusive relationships is that a lot of us exhibit the behavior in these relationships that we have learned in our homes as we were growing up. For instance, my father and my mother, they fought when I was a kid, and I never saw my father hit my mother, but being in the next room, I knew that they were fighting. Then the next day, my mom would put on some dark shades to cover the black eyes that she had gotten during these fights with my father. And my mother told me later in life, she said, I had to fight to defend myself because your father was very angry and he was very abusive. So I learned from my mother to fight back. But another thing that I learned from my mother was that you don't have to tolerate being beaten. My mother finally got to the point where she said, no more, no more fighting. And she took her children. Actually, she told my father he had to leave. And that was the end. Even though she loved my father until the day that he died last month, my father went home to be with the Lord last month. But even though she loved him until the day that she died, until the day that he died, she made up her mind that she was not going to live in an abusive relationship. Amen. And then the same thing happened with me as I got older and began to have relationships of my own. This was before my mother explained to me why she fought my father in order to defend herself. I thought that fighting was a normal part of relationships. So I had incorrect learned behavior. So my learned behavior was faulty because it was not the proper way that relationships were supposed to be conducted. So I ended up exhibiting the same behavior in my relationships. If a man didn't fight me, I thought he didn't love me. Amen. But I've since learned that love is not physical violence. It does not mean that somebody puts their hands on you and beats you to prove that they love you. And men will tell you, you know, I'm not male bashing because I'm married today. Amen. Praise God. I'm married to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man who loves and honors me. And even when I married him, I wanted to fight him. That was over 11 years ago. I started trying to get him to hit me. And my husband told me, in no uncertain terms, he said, I don't know who you've been dealing with. He said, but I'm not going to put my hands on you. And you have to get to the realization, woman of God, that fighting is not a normal process in relationship. The book of Corinthians tells us that love is so many things. But one of the things that it does not list love as being is violent. Love is not violent. So if someone is hitting you and then telling you that it's your fault that they're hitting you, that they're lying to you. Amen. And that's of the devil, because we know that the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. So you don't have to expose yourself to physical abuse. Amen. One thing that I want to encourage you to do if you're in relationship and as you begin to develop relationships, one thing that I want to encourage you to do is to stand up for yourself and to speak up for yourself. I'm not encouraging violence of any kind. You should not have to fight to be in a relationship. What I'm saying to you is that if someone pushes you or curses you out or if someone puts their hands on you, then the first thing that you should do is take it to God in prayer, and that includes a quick prayer. I'm not saying you have to go into a prayer closet unless you're apt to have an anger problem where you'll be apt to push back. See, if you're apt to push back, then distance yourself from the situation, because that situation can only get worse once you start to push back. So distance yourself from the situation. Go ahead and pray, and then come back after you have prayed and say, listen, this relationship cannot continue in the way that it has been. You put your hands on me, and that's something that I cannot allow. That's something that I will not allow. I'm better than that. I'm better than that, and I will not allow myself to be battered. You have to stand up and speak that thing out. See, God has given us the power to tread, to stomp on scorpions and all kinds of serpents, amen, all kinds of little demons that will try to rob us of the quality of life that God has already predetermined that we should have. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ died so that we would have life and have that life more abundantly. Jesus Christ died, came and lived and died, and he was resurrected. Amen. Hallelujah. He got up with all power in his hand. Amen. And that happened. See, the death and resurrection had to happen so that we would know that there has to be a death of a life that's of a low standard. There has to be a death of a low quality of life, of that low the bar living, and of that low way of thinking, and of that low self-esteem, you know, that low way of thinking of ourselves, of that. All of that stuff has to die, and what has to be resurrected is what God initially created us to be, amen. He created us to be in his image, amen. Hallelujah. So we have to know that we are worthy, amen. And that God's plan for us is better than the plan of man. So stand up for yourself and speak up for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I have a caller, and the phone lines are open. The phone lines are open, and I feel the Spirit of God right now. So I encourage you to call in. The number is 646-652-4832. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have a caller on the line. Caller 862, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hello, good to be here.
Hello, hi, Pastor Anthony, my husband. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Well, welcome to Women to Women. I did ask you to call in for a few minutes to impart a word to the women that would be listening to today's ministry program. And I think I believe I did tell you, sir, husband, honey, that the topic today is what's up with abuse.
Yeah, you did, and I was excited actually about calling in because it's a very weighty issue when you talk about abuse.
Yeah,
it's one of those things that I believe the body of Christ need to address at a more of a awareness type of to bring the light and shed the light on this thing called abuse that is really hindering so many lives.
Amen.
And it's time for the church to speak up and deal with some of the more weighty of issues that people are going through in life. And I really think that deliverance can come once we get healed and made whole in certain areas and certain things that have been traumatic over our lifetime.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So do you have a word of encouragement or exhortation even? Because, you know, that's what we do. We exhort people to just line up with the word of God for their lives. Do you have a word, Pastor Anthony, of exhortation? Because I know you're at work, and I know you don't have that much time, but do you have a word to impart to the listeners?
I just want to say, you know, if anyone is just currently into something or into a relationship or into some kind of abusive treatment, just that word that you just used, encouragement, it really is going to take courage, if you will, as he told Joshua, be of good courage and take courage, because it's going to take courage, probably that you've never known before, to really break free and break from certain things that sometimes may be hindering your walk, especially your walk with God.
Amen.
He has given us power. He has given us ability. He has given us authority. And more than that, he has given us the opportunity for abundant life. But it really does come down to us making solid decisions with our lives and being strong enough and willing enough to let really God take control of our lives and really trust him that he will provide and take care of us once we make those hard decisions to break away from abuse or an abusive relationship.
Amen.
Another thing, a flip side of that is the fact that you and I have done many studies and a lot of your books deal with the issues, and that's one of the things I love about your books. You go after solutions, not just
Amen.
Recognizing the ills and the wrongs of our society, but you're one to try to come up with solutions, and that's one thing I love about your books and your methods as you minister to women. But many of us can just see and look around and just see the effects of abuse in marriage and relationships. But one of the things that I know for sure is that sometimes hurt people hurt other people.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
It's one of those unfortunate things that if we don't deal with our issues, it is going to, we will just be bleeding all over the place. And sometimes we take it out on our children. Sometimes we'll take it out on others, on our spouses, because we really have not dealt with the things that has happened to us over the course of our life.
Amen.
So it's one of those things if we don't deal with, that's abuse is one of those things that we cannot continue to sweep under the rug and think it's going to go away. And
yes.
It's one of those things that will haunt us and one of those things that will hinder and allow us to stumble as we try to live this prosperous life that God has allowed us in the earth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that's wisdom, because you just said something that's very key. Hurting people hurt people.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Amen. And we have Lady Renee with us as well. I'm going to bring her on the air as well. So I see her in the chat room, and she's also on the phone. But that's one of the things that we have to deal with, the fact that if someone is hurting you, then chances are that person is hurting. That person is dealing with some personal demons.
That's
And see, in a lot of cases, we allow ourselves to be in relationship with people And we allow ourselves to be a crutch for those people's personal issues. We allow ourselves to be a crutch, and we allow ourselves to be punching bags. And I'm no pun intended, because it's not funny. But we allow ourselves to be punching bags, and we allow ourselves to be neglected and misused and abused, because we don't have a real sense of who we are. Because not only are we allowing ourselves to be victims of their issues, of that person that we're in relationship with and of that person's issues, but we are dealing with we're not dealing with our own issues. So in order to just really get to the bottom of things, we need to deal with our own issues. You said that, Pastor Anthony, that we need to deal with our issues. What is it that makes you stay in relationship with someone who can't value you? You know, that's the question that I want every listener out there who might find themselves in a relationship with the wrong person. And I do not talk about marriage, because my husband and I are happily married, and we believe in marriage. And we say, if your marriage is having problems, get to counseling. But if you're being beaten in the marriage, then you get you some help. You get out and then go to counseling. Amen. Because you have to get out alive. Amen. Praise God. So deal with those issues and ask yourself, why do I allow myself to be in relationship with this man? And this, I say man because this is woman to woman, but why do I allow myself to be in relationship with this man? And this man does not honor me enough not to push me around, not to punch me, not to kick me, not to curse me out. Why am I still here and I'm not even married to this person? Amen. Or why am I here and I am married and he's beating me? So we have to get to the root of this thing, as Lady Renee said on the chat room. And Lady Renee, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. It's good to see you, Woman of God.
Praise God. It's good to be here, Pastor Rebecca. I'm a little late. I had to run a chore, but praise God, I'm here.
Praise God. I was looking for you, and I'm glad that you made it. Pastor Emily, how much time do you have?
I'll probably be here to the duration of the show.
Okay, great, because I want Lady Renee to go ahead. I saw I see everything in red. I see her comments right here on the chat room, and I know that she has something. She always has something to say about the topics, but I know Lady Renee is an expert on relationships, and the Lord is using her mightily in this area. So, Lady Renee, I want you to just go ahead and share. What do you have to say about women in abusive relationships, and how can we, what are some solutions, amen, that you have to offer through the Spirit, amen, to help our listeners to know that they don't have to live like that. You don't have to live like that. I just have to say this. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to live broke, busted, and disgusted. You don't have to live being beaten. You don't have to live with someone who's cursing you out. And if you're being molested, you don't have to live like that. There is a way out, and that way out is through Christ. Because when you become a Christian, you get the you begin to get the revelation through the Spirit of who you really are. Amen. You're better than that. I just wanted to just get that out there for everybody who's listening right now. You are better than that, and God has a better plan for your life than for you to be in any type of abusive relationship, or for you to be living your life under the shadow of something that happened to you a long time ago. Amen. Praise God. Lady Renee?
Yes, praise God. As you guys were talking and sharing, and I know that was the Spirit of God, what came to me is my mom. My mom was a victim of domestic violence, and I was a victim of incest in my life. As you know, it was my stepdad who molested me, and my mom chose to stay with him. And, you know, all through the dysfunctional relationship, my mom used to always try to rationalize the things that my stepdad did. You know, well, you know, he didn't come from a good background. You know, his mom used to let his stepfather tie him to radiators and beat him. So I think that's part of the problem. Some of us, we rationalize what's happening to us. We say, well, you know, we know the person who's in our life. Maybe we know that they've come from child abuse. So we accept them being abusive to us as women. And like you said, we have to know that we deserve better than that, that we don't have to tolerate that. And sometimes I think women, because you came from abuse, in other words, since you was little, you may have found yourself being abused, from child abuse on up to, you know, being an adult. So therefore, that's all you're comfortable with. That's what you're familiar with. So you keep attracted to that. And the only way to get healed from that and get set free from that is that you have to have your mind renewed. The solution is to have the mind renewed, that you are loved and that love doesn't hurt. That love doesn't mean somebody banging on you, somebody cursing you out, someone being possessive and overprotective. That's not love. And so the truth will set us free. Amen. So we
Amen.
Have to, the solution is to learn the truth, that God loves you. And once you really accept the love of God in your heart and really begin to just truly just accept it, just get the revelation on how much he loves you, you will begin to love yourself and those old scripts that you've been living your life by. I deserve to be abused. No one's ever going to love me, you know. You know, then you'll be able to go free from those things. But it starts, the cure, the solution is the love of God. That is the solution. Anything else, you may do good for 3 months, and then the next four, then after that, you back to the same way.
Amen. Praise God. And we have, Lady Renee, that is just an awesome commentary, because it is true that when we, again, when you realize that God loves you, for me, that was what it took. And I pray that you hear my heart.
Yes.
And every time that I come to minister, I pray for God to just speak through me. And, you know, on this particular program, God wants to speak through my testimony. Amen. And I pray that you hear my heart when I say that I was lost and just really turned around, broken, busted, disgusted. I'd been through so many things. And it was only the love of God. It was only when someone came to me and preached to me the truth. Not that I was going to hell, because, you know, I felt like I was in hell already. And I really felt like my life was hell. And I often said, and I didn't say this to be funny, but I often told people that if I was going to hell, I would go from the bar stool and not the church pew. Amen. Mm. But I was ignorant, because I thought that all Christians were hypocrites. But what I didn't realize, and this might be for the unbeliever out there, what I didn't realize was that the Christians that were hanging out with me and getting drunk, they were working out their salvation with fear and trembling, but on a journey with God, but their journey had already begun. But for me, I didn't even have that, because they had something that I did not have, and that was forgiveness of their sins. Now, where they ended up, I don't know, because the Bible tells us that anyone who knows Jesus cannot continue to sin. Amen. So even in the beginning of my Christian walk, it wasn't like the easiest thing. God didn't miraculously take all of the sin from my life. But the thing that he did was he forgave me, and that cleared my conscience. Amen. That's the word that God wants us to get to. That cleared my conscience to the fact that I was able to distinguish right from wrong and be unctioned by the Holy Ghost to go into the direction of right. So no matter what your walk is as a Christian, you cannot continually quench the Holy Spirit and have any power. So God wants you to walk in the power that he gave you when you received Christ. So the thing about it is, a lot of us are diminishing the power of the Holy Ghost because we're quenching the Spirit. The Spirit is saying, do this, and we're doing that. So obedience is key in your deliverance. Amen. As you begin to obey God in every little thing that the Spirit will lead you to do, you will begin to be equipped with more and more anointing, amen, to get out of those bad relationships. Because some of us stay in a bad relationship because
the intimate sexual relations are good. You know, we might have gotten involved in a sexual thing and we're not married to this person. So he can hit you real good and then he can love on you real good. And you're like, wow, you know, at least I have a man, because there's a misconception that there are no good men out there. So maybe you're settling for less because you just need something. But when you nurture your relationship with God and say, you know what, for God I live and for God I die, you know, I'm going to live the life that God has for me to live, and I'm going to love the Lord my God with all of my heart, my soul, my strength, with everything in me. When you do that, then God is able to fill you up to the utmost. Paul's prayer was that you experience the fullness of Christ. And that's what's missing when you find yourself going back to an abusive relationship. You are not full of God. You're not full of his love. His love has to fill you up so much so that other people are not allowed to mistreat you, that you stand up and you say, you know what, God loves me too much for me to let you treat me like this. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The phone lines are open. 862, no, that's my phone number. 646-652-4832. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I see Prophet George Howell in the chat room. I just want to give my respect to the man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we also have, I just want to just read this comment that, my God, that one of the posters put in there. And then I want to open it up for Lady Renee or Pastor Anthony. But one, Dr. D. Ann Waite says that God does have a plan, and most times it's missed. Praise God for this program. Praise God for this program. May be one of the means God uses to teach people to recognize and learn how to accept deliverance as well as the rescue. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And World of God Radio says that the evil devil does not dare to challenge me anymore, as he knows I will fight back. And that's another thing. We have to fight back. We know that our weapons are not carnal. My God, my God. But they are mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. Being and staying in an abusive relationship, and most of the time it's because of something that happened in the past, a shadow that's following you from your past. When we do that, we're allowing a stronghold to exist in our lives. So, you know, we have to be, we have to subject our lives to the power of the Holy Spirit, which is mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, you don't jump in at once. Amen. I know I'm talking. I'm on fire here, but amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A thought that came to me, the scripture says, confess your faults to one another that you may be healed.
Amen.
And I just thank God for women such as yourself, Pastor Rebecca, and you, Lady Renee, who share your testimony at Liberty to help and heal other women.
Amen.
Because there was such, in former years, such a stigma attached to the issues of incest and molestation and rape.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you expose something to the light, it has to be dealt with.
Hallelujah.
So I thank God that, you know, many of churches are addressing this now. Some churches are recommending people to counseling. And there are some times where one does, as we said, we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Woman of God, I'm speaking to you in particular. We just don't want to put that out there, but sometimes it takes professional counseling.
Amen.
Sometimes it takes the resources that we have sometimes at our fingertips to go into an in-depth search for your own healing.
Yes.
Because I understand that not everybody has medical benefits or the ability to go for counsel, because it can be very pricey. But whatever you need to do to get healed and made whole, you need to do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
God has called you in this hour to hear a program like this, whether you listen to the archive or you're listening live, because he is speaking directly into your heart And these women are going throughout the internet world speaking, sharing their story that other marriages and relationships and women may be healed and may whole to accomplish the things of God that he has already set forth for their lives.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony. And I tell you, this is a topic, and it's hot. You know, a lot of people are talking about it, but it's one thing to talk about it. And I just want to encourage you, seek the Lord for healing. Let the Lord heal you. Amen. Because God wants you to be free. He does not want you to be in bondage. And Jesus came to free those who were in captivity. Healing is here. It's
Amen.
Available to you today. And we have a caller, 216. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I got into my car, so I wanted to be able to hear the broadcast. So that's why I'm on the air. I'm not really sitting at the computer as of now, but I am just so blessed by what you're sharing. And if I may say anything, is that God said, especially in the men, to love your wives as he would love the church. Yeah. And God does not beat on the church. And we need to realize that when God places, see, we have a misunderstanding of certain issues in this world. I need to follow anybody as they follow Christ.
Yes.
And if Christ is not beating me and you are, I need to reassess if you are of Christ and have an opportunity to separate myself. Obviously, you have a relationship with some other one other than my father. And that would be a basis for me to leave you alone if you keep beating on me. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, that would be adultery, having a relationship with the enemy and his tactics. So we need to understand that even in Ecclesiastes, I think it says that there's a time to love and there's a time to hate, but there's also a time of war. And we need to understand that that war should be instituted when someone is doing something outside of what God and how God would love me. You know what I'm saying? In any vein. And we can't allow people to harness us with certain scriptures to put us in a place of bondage.
Yes.
That makes us privy to someone defeating us on a continual basis. God does not beat on me, and you
That's
shouldn't
right.
either.
Amen.
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 And this is that is our new friend, Prophet George Howell, and I do appreciate the wisdom that the Lord speaks through you. And it's just so true that those scriptures, some of those scriptures, women have been held in bondage for so long, especially by the divorce scripture, the fact that God hates divorce.
Yeah.
And one thing we should recognize as people of God, that God is not inconsistent with his word, and he is not a man that he should lie. What we must stop doing is taking the word of God and using it out of context. We have to take that word and study to show ourselves approved, and then we have to take the whole Bible and apply it to our lives. Once
Amen.
We learn the character of God, Prophet Howell said it, that God does not beat the church. And once we learn the character of God and how much he really loves us, we can only walk in the love of God.
Amen.
And we will only allow ourselves to accept something that assimilates the love of God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Pastor Rebecca, I just want to interject also and state that we cannot defeat anything that we're unaware of, anything that we just refuse to deal with. Some people may be going through situations that you're not dealing with, and you're burying them, hoping that they'll just go away. And I just really have a newsflash. If you do not deal with those things, they're going to deal with you, maybe perhaps in a form of disease in your body. You know, so God is allowing, when we're talking about these things, what's happening is the enemy is being exposed because he gets his power by doing things in secrecy, by keeping the wool over people's eyes. But once we begin to start talking about it, it's the Holy Spirit is shining a light on this thing so that you can go free. So I just want to tell you that wherever the Word of God is really being preached and taught, the Spirit of God is present on these words that are coming out of each and every one of our mouths to set you free. You don't have to stay where you are. You can decide today that you are going to go free, that you don't deserve this, and you believe, God, that he loves you. You may not know where you're going. You may not know how you're going to get there, but I promise you, if you just cry out to God right now, right where you are, God will make a way of escape for you, because that's his word. But you
Amen.
Have to deal with it. Amen. You have to deal with it, lest it will deal with you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Pastor Anthony.
I totally agree with that. It's one of those things, and that's why I thank God for you and this broadcast dealing with abuse. And abuse come in many different, you know, forms. Primarily, we always jump to the sexual abuse, but you're absolutely right. It can be just that person that is totally mistreating you.
Yes.
And some things are just so obvious,
yes.
But we stay for, you know, sometimes that fear that grips us and cripples us and paralyzes us to do nothing but endure and thinking that we're supposed to just endure. But God has better for you than that. And sometimes when that fear grips you, you do need to cry out.
Yes.
You do need to find yourself a body of believers or someone to confide in.
Yes.
Prayerfully, you have a pastor that you can confide in.
Yes.
If you're a young teenager listening to this broadcast and you're not one to walk away from a relationship, but you're being abused nonetheless, I pray that you can talk to a principal or a school teacher.
Yes.
To find sources and helps that you need even in your young life. Because
Amen.
Unfortunately, there are many people that came to mama or came to daddy, and we need to give the children sometimes the benefit of the doubt.
Amen.
And parents,
Amen.
I pray that you hear that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what Pastor Anthony is saying, again, the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. And what Pastor Anthony is talking about when he says give the children the benefit of the doubt, because we just want to just be very clear in the spirit here so the healing, real healing can take place, and so that we can begin to counteract some of the plan of the enemy. Amen.
Yes.
What Pastor Emily is talking about is when there is incest or violation of the molestation of a child. In a lot of cases, the child does come to the parent and tell the parent, look, this is happening to me. Maybe his uncle, maybe his daddy, maybe his brother or sister or whoever is perpetrating upon the minor child. And the parent goes into a state of denial where it's hard. And I have to tell you, it's difficult for a woman, and a lot of times it is the woman who is come to by her child to say, this is happening. And in a lot of cases, it's the person that woman is married to or in relationship with, and it's difficult for a woman to receive that. It's just hard. So many things are going on in the mind of that woman, like, I can't believe that my man or my husband would do something like this, or I can't believe that your father or your uncle would do something like this. So it now begins to be on the child, like you must have done something to provoke him, or you're lying. I don't believe you. And so often this happens. I know too many cases where the child has gone to the parent and that child has been rebuked. That child has been rebuked. So the child now is walking under the guilt that is actually misplaced. So that child now is blamed for something that happened to him or something that happened to her. And this child now takes it through life to the point where now the child does not know how to be in healthy relationship with someone, because the child now is an adult carrying all of these things from the past, these demonic spirits from the past. So I just want to talk to the woman out there who has been molested and who has been a victim of incest. I want to say to you that this is something that happened to you. So if somebody blamed you for it, then that is misplaced blame. It was not your fault. You could not have done anything to provoke this. There was an adult and a child involved, and the adult bears the brunt of the responsibility to act in a manner that is conducive to the well-being of that child. In other words, that it had no business putting his or her hands on you. So you are not to blame for this thing that happened to you. And then another thing that you have to know is that even the stuff that you did as a result of the thing that happened to you, you may have gone out and dealt with men, not a whole lot of men. You may have been in adulterous relationships. You may have been a prostitute or what they like to call a whore. You may have gotten involved with drugs or crime. Listen, whatever the sin was, listen, you have to know that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when you came to know Jesus Christ, and I'm just assuming that you have, and if you have not, I want to encourage you to know that Jesus came and lived and died and was resurrected with all power in his hands so that you could have a life that is endued with power, amen, and also so that you could be forgiven of your sins. But when you came to know Jesus Christ, all of that stuff passed away. Listen, our ministry is new creation, amen, from 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he or she is a new creation. That old stuff has passed away, and everything is being made new. Hallelujah. Listen. God has given you a clean slate, and you don't have to walk under that old curse. You're not. The curse is broken. He took the curse. Jesus took the curse to the cross. But you have to know that he nailed all power of sin over your life to the cross. The devil has been stripped of his power. See, a lot of people don't recognize the fact that the devil has been stripped of his power. Amen. Hallelujah. And once you get that knowledge, when God talks about the anointing, the Holy Spirit is the anointing, amen.
Yes.
And every new believer receives this anointing. And when you get that anointing, when you get the power of the Holy Spirit, when you get that anointing on the inside of you, listen, the devil loses every time. And we have to stop worshiping the devil and start praising God because he has given us a new life and he's given you a new life. So now that you are equipped with this knowledge that you are new in Christ, that you don't have to live under the guilt and the shame of your past, okay? Whatever happened back then, it happened. We don't have to rehearse it. We will use it to minister to other people. Amen. But we use it in the fact that we are healed. We've been delivered. We've been set free by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood. Amen.
Yes.
So we use it for ministry, but we're not stuck in the past. And I want to get you out of the past. I'm pulling you out. I'm pulling you out. I'm pulling you out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're pulling you out today. We're pulling you out of all of that past guilt and shame.
Yes.
It tells us in a book of 2 Samuel that Tamar was raped by her brother. This is the daughter and son of King David. And that this girl tore her ornamented robes. She tore them. They signified her beauty. They signified her purity. And she put ashes on her face. And God says in Isaiah 61 that he gives us beauty for ashes. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So listen, all that old stuff, it has no power over you anymore. So woman of God, if you find yourself in an abusive relationship, it's time for you to get out. It's time for you to know who you are. It's time for you to wait on the Lord. He's going to send your husband. Amen. You don't have to be someone's, my God. Punching bag.
Oh,
nor do you have to be a sperm bag.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh,
you're better than that.
Yes.
If someone's using you for their fulfillment, it's time for you to recognize that you are a jewel. Mm-hmm. You are precious, more precious than rubies. Mm-hmm. You are the apple of God's eye, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
You are not filthy rags. You know, you are precious. God, you're just so precious to the Lord. I just
yes.
need you to hear the spirit of the Lord today. God loves you so much that he sent us today to tell you that you are loved by him, that he loves you. Amen. Hallelujah. And listen, I want to just say one more thing, and I know I'm taking up a lot of time, but the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to break some yokes today. Listen, woman of God, if your child, put protect your child. If your child comes to you, that's what Pastor was talking about, and tells you that somebody is messing with her or messing with him, pay attention to that child. Give your child the benefit of the doubt. Put some distance between the accused and the child. Get your child to counseling. Sit down and talk to that child. Examine the circumstances in your household. Are there drugs in your household? Is there alcohol in your household? Because there are all kinds of spirits that come with that stuff. Examine your surroundings. Are your surroundings conducive for the upbringing of a healthy, well-balanced child? If not, begin to make some changes. Amen. Is that your boyfriend? Is that another boyfriend that you brought into your home? Is he drinking? Is he doing drugs? Is he looking at pornography? Does he watch pornography on the internet or on videos, DVDs? This is stuff that you need to look at. Does he exhibit, first of all, if he's your boyfriend, get him out. He's not your husband, and you're a woman of God, you're a Christian. It's time to stop shacking up. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is not condemnation. This is the Spirit of the Lord coming to convict you to do the right thing. Amen. You're better than that. You deserve the love of a good man who honors you enough to marry you. Amen. And it has to be the right one. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
And I wanted to say also, that's why it's so vitally important that you, mother, get healed. Because if you do not get healed, you're going to be attracting these men that also have low self-esteem, men that also have come from the background of abuse. And you don't want to find yourself. When this happened to me and I was being molested by my stepfather and I went to my mom, do you know that it was never denied that my stepfather admitted doing this? But I want you to understand something. My mother never made him leave. My mother never made us, we did not go to counseling or anything like this. What do you think that I internalized as a result of this growing up? This happened to me at age 13, from 13 to 15, okay? I just want to tell you that it leaves such a horrible impact on your child's self-worth, their self-esteem. They would be confused. They think that sex is love. You understand? And all these different kind of things. And then you wonder why your child can't seem to get it together. And then I know of other stories where the mother preferred the man again over the child. When the child tries to tell them this, they don't want to accept that their man is doing this, and their man is more important than the child. And that's terrible, because your child is someone who did not ask to be here. You chose, you know, to have this child. So as a result of choosing to have this child, it's your responsibility to also protect that child. And nothing should come before that child or no one but God, amen, especially when it's not even their father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I know there are some mothers out there who this has happened to. Your child has told you that they were being hurt by someone in your home or someone in your family or someone that you entrusted them to, and you did not respond appropriately. You did not address the issue, and maybe you kept on keeping on with this person. There's still forgiveness for you also. If this happened in the past, then you can repent. Amen. Because as you repent, God is faithful and merciful to forgive, and he also gives you a new lease on life. So you have to know. And if it's still happening, it's time to, again, make the change to say, you know what, I'm going to repent. Repent means a turning away, not just that you're sorry, but that you're sorry enough to make some changes. So I want to encourage you, if you're in any type of situations that we've spoken about today, whether you're the victim or whether you're someone who has committed some type of sin, maybe against a child, you know, I want to encourage you today to repent, to be sorry enough about this thing, to be convicted in your conscience enough about this to make a change. Amen. It's time to make a change. Mm-hmm. It's time to stop going along with the program of the devil and to get with God's plan. And God's plan is great. It's everything good wrapped up for you. It's not about being blessed. It's about being forgiven. It's about receiving eternal life with God. And it's about knowing that you're in relationship with the one true God. Amen. And that his glory, and that his glory is made manifest on this earth through his children. Amen. So it's our responsibility as children of God to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. We're supposed to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So get you some healing. And as you get into relationship with God, you're guaranteed to be healed. It's not something, it's not so far away from you that it's not possible, because as you get that word up in you, that word will do what God sent his word to do. And God has said that his word will not come back to him without accomplishing everything that he sent it to do. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we only have 1 minute, and I want to, hallelujah, I want to close with prayer. I just want to pray, amen. And I'm going to pray for everybody listening on today. Lady Renee, Pastor Anthony, thank you both for being with me on today. Pastor Prophet George Howell, amen. I want to just pray a prayer over the lives of those who are listening. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised, and we magnify your name on today. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything, Lord, that you have spoken over these internet airways on today, God. We thank you, Lord, for using us as vessels of hope and healing, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would go down on the inside and let your word begin to, Father God, just begin to quicken the hearts of those who have listened today, Father God. Your daughter and your sons, Father God, and begin to do what only your word can do, Father God, to begin to heal, to begin to empower, to begin to equip, to begin to convict, God, even to the point of change. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, because you are a mighty God and you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine, God. So, Lord, we need you, God. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you right now, God. We need you to help, Lord, to get out of these abusive relationships, God. We need you, Lord, to help us, Lord, to get a renewed mind and a renewed sense of who we are, God. We need you, Lord, to bring up our esteem, Lord. Let it be the esteem that you have for us, God. Let us, Father God, live our lives according to what you have said about us, God, in your word, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, to go to the Bible and study, God, to show ourselves approved. And God, help us, Lord, to receive the word that's been spoken over our lives on today, God. Hallelujah. I lift up every listener.
Thank you, Father.
Every listener. Lord, I know it's not by chance that they tuned in today, God. I lift up every person, Lord, that tuned into this program today, God. And I say, Holy Spirit, go ahead, please, and minister hope, and minister healing, and minister power. Dunamis power, the power to cast out, the power to stomp on the head of the enemy in the name of Jesus, the power to heal in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woman, thou art loosed in the name of Jesus. You are forgiven for every sin committed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise your name, God. We magnify your name, God, because you're a mighty God, and nothing is impossible with you. So we thank you, Lord, that we're the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have a mighty plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope for our future. We thank you, Lord, that your word, God, has set us free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus over every life right now, over every life, God, in the name of Jesus. No more shall we subject ourselves to be someone's punching bag. No more shall we live in sin. No more shall we live in sin with someone who does not honor enough to make us that wife that you have already called us to be. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, even as we go up the air, Lord, that you will continue to let your word permeate through the very essence of our beings, God. Let this word continue to just go on the inside of us, to go deep, ascending asunder from bone and marrow, soul and spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Examine the thoughts, God, of our hearts, God, and creating us that pure heart that we need with which to serve you, Lord. So, Lord, we praise you and we bless your name. I minister healing. I minister healing. Woman, thou art loose. Woman, thou art loose. Woman, thou art loose. Man, thou art loose from all of the inequities of your past, in the name of Jesus, of everything that has hindered you, in the name of Jesus. says you are able to stand up straight. You are able to walk circumspectly before the Lord. You are free from your past, delivered from all of the sin and inequity, from all of the perpetration of your past, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I minister healing and hope right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you liberty right now. In the name of Jesus. Heal, God. Heal, deliver, set free. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, because we know that you hear our prayer. And that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective, God. So we receive the answer to this prayer as we have touched and agreed on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
My God, my God. My God, my God, we love you, God. Oh, Lord, creating us a pure heart. Let us seek your face day and night, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk with us and talk with us, God. We need you. Oh, God, we need you, God. We're not trying to please man anymore, God. We want to please you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God. My God, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Okay. My God. My God. My God, my God, I don't know if we're streaming anymore, but I just wanted to just thank you all for tuning in and go with God as he goes with you. My God, go with God as he goes with you. Lady Renee, is there anything on your heart?
Oh, I am just so full. I
my
just
God.
God. Oh, such a sweet presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh,
my
I
God.
Just receive in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, Holy Lord, we love you.
Yes.
My God, we love you, God.
Yes.
Oh, we love you, God. We love you because you first loved us, my God. You loved us in our wretchedness.
Yes.
You loved us before we knew what love really was, my God.
Yes.
But we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
for letting
God.
Us know what real love is.
Yes.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes.
you, Lord, for loving us like no man can love us.
Yes.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God. Thank
oh,
you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. We love you, God. My God.
Yes.
My God. My God.
Yes, hallelujah.
My God,
yes.
My God, my God,
yes.
My God, my God.
Yes.
Oh, we don't even want to leave your presence
yes,
because we have
Lord.
Tasted and seen how sweet
yes,
you are, Lord.
Lord.
You're
yes,
so sweet.
Lord.
You're so sweet. You're
yes.
so sweet, God. You're so sweet. We
yes.
love you, Lord. We
yes.
love you, Lord. We bless your name, God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, woman of God, taste and see that the Lord
yes.
is good.
Hallelujah.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, he loves you so much.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, God,
hallelujah.
We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you. We love
hallelujah.
You. We love you.
Yes,
we love
Lord.
You. We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we magnify your name,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Oh, you're worthy, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, come in, come in, come
yes.
in. You're welcome, God.
Yes.
Oh, we welcome you, God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we welcome you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, we magnify your name,
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we glorify
yes.
your name, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, it's
yes.
about
hallelujah.
You. It's about
yes.
you. It's about
yes.
you, God.
Lord.
Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for liberty, God. Oh, thank you for healing, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We were at filthy rags, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you made us mighty oaks of righteousness, God. Hallelujah. To declare your glory, God. Hallelujah. To go back and heal the hurting, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing us, God. Hallelujah. We receive it on
yes.
today, God. Hallelujah. We
yes.
receive healing
hallelujah.
Today, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, woman of God, you got have to receive the healing that's been made available to you today. You're not that person that you were in the past. God has forgiven you. Every sin that you committed has gone into the sea of forgetfulness. Even if you felt like you enjoyed what was done to you, I want you to know that God has forgiven you in the name of Jesus. 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 Walk in the Spirit or not in the flesh. Or walk in the Spirit. We're not in the flesh. Hallelujah. 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 Grab a hold of his awesome robe in the name of Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his robe, then I know I can be made whole. A woman of God, Jesus saw the woman that had been bent over with the evil spirit, and she had been bent over for over 18 years. And he said to her, woman, thou art loose. You're loose from these spirits that have hindered you for so many years. But woman of God, you got to receive it on today. Woman, thou art loose. You got to receive it on today. You are no longer entrapped by the sins of the past. You are no longer hindered by the evil spirits. As long as you receive, as long as you will receive, you can walk in the power. You can walk in the dunamis. You can walk in the liberty in the name of Jesus. And you got to be like that woman that had the issue of blood. No man could heal her. No doctor could heal her. She had to make up in her mind that if I can just touch the hem of his robe, then I know I'll be made whole. You got to know it in your mind. You have to make it up in your mind. If you could just press, if you could just press, if you could just press and make your way to Jesus, that you will be made whole. You shall be made whole. If you just press your way to Jesus, oh my God, my God, my God, my God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you just press your way to Jesus, woman of God, stop looking for man to validate you.
Yes.
Stop looking for people to validate you.
Yes.
Oh, God has already formed an opinion of you. Oh, he loves you.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Touch the hem of his robe, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Healing is there for yours, for the receiving. It's there for the receiving. Just touch the hem of his robe. My God, touch it, touch it, touch it. Reach out and holler and scream out and scream out to the Lord. Lord, I need to be healed. God, I want to be healed. I don't care about the people. I'm pressing my way to you. I don't care, God, what they say about me. I just don't want to live like this no more. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I need to be healed. God, I believe that I'm healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God. In the name of Jesus, you're healed today, woman of God.
Yes.
Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. If you receive that healing on today and you want me to stand and continue to pray with you, you can email me at powerintheword1. That's the numeral 1 at yahoo.com. And I will stand with you and touch and agree with you. I'm touching and agreeing with you right now. But you know what? You don't really need anyone to touch and agree with you. You have to believe in your heart that the word that you're receiving by faith is true, that God has really healed you, and then begin to walk out your deliverance, woman of God. You might not feel healed all of the time, but you are healed. By his stripes, the Bible tells us, we are healed. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to go down from this place, from this mountain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lady Renee,
yes.
You're a blessing. You're
yes.
a blessing
to
the body.
And you and your husband, too. And I just want to say, you know, acknowledge him. God bless you, brother. You have a powerful woman of God in your life, and God truly has blessed you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And he's God.
Aww.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But
okay.
I'll give those regards to
yes.
him. Amen.
Yes. And I love you, Pastor Rebecca.
I love you, and I thank
yes.
God that he sent you my way. Amen.
Amen.
You have to know that.
Yes,
know that. Amen.
That
hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And sometimes when we're called to lead, it's not easy.
Yes.
It's not easy because we have so much going on.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just tell people that to charge it to my head and not to my heart because
amen.
My heart is with God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And
yes.
I love you.
Yes,
I look forward to seeing you soon. God bless
yes,
you.
Yes, God bless you.
Amen.
Too.
Go with God as God goes with you.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
God.
That's the same to all of you who are listening.
Yes.
Remember that God loves you more than that, more than you being in an abusive relationship. So go in the power of the Lord and remember that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.